guardalo Hong, guardalo Ping,
guardalo Hang.
Esordito, incontinuo,
allucinato.
Hello and welcome back to season 6 of the Atlanta Opera's Blink Opera podcast. I'm Elio Marquello, singing the role of Ping.
I'm Wade Odell, singing the role of Peng.
And I'm Terence Chinloy, singing the role of Pong in the upcoming Atlanta Opera production of Puccini's Turandot. This opera is being presented at an especially exciting time, since we are opening on April 25th, exactly 100 years to the day from its original premiere at Teatro alla Scala in Milan, Italy.
To celebrate, we will be your hosts as we dive into Puccini's lush musical tapestry and complex psychological layers that set the landscape of courage, identity, and love's transformative power.
Welcome to the royal city, where everyone is under the oppressive rule of our queen, Turandot. I am Ping.
And I am Peng.
And I am Pong. We three are the ministers of Emperor Altum's royal court and masters of ceremony and marriage celebrations. Unfortunately, for many years now, there have not been any celebrations or marriages to organize. The world we live in runs on rules, a strategic power game, to be exact. If you wish to marry Princess Turandot, you must answer 3 riddles. If you fail, it's off with your head. We didn't design the system, but we do keep it running. Though, between us, we've imagined other lives. In O Una Casa Nell'Onan, we dream of quieter places. My forest near Xiang.
My serene pony Nonan.
And my garden near Q.
But let us circle back to the beginning. On the night our story begins, the system is working exactly as intended. Turandot's latest suitor, the Prince of Persia, has failed to answer the riddles. So, off with his head. We all gather as the executioner, Putin Pao, sharpens his blade. The crowd gathers, hungry for blood. Just another day under the tyrannical rule of Turandot.
It's complicated when violence becomes routine. The people are forced to join in and hide their identities. Suddenly, a man not from our world, not like our people, a stranger, Calaf, enters the city. Confident, curious. He sees Turandot and immediately falls in love with her. He decides that she is worth risking it all. We have seen it before, and trust us, it never goes well. Upon arrival into town, Calaf sees his long-lost father, Timur, and his father's young servant, Liu.
Timur has been ousted from being the king of Tartary, and Liu, seeing the kindness and compassion Calaf has for his father, falls deeply in love with him. Liu, worried at the fate of Calaf in this strange land, asks him to listen to her words, Signore ascolta, and to choose life. He responds with no piangere, Liu, don't cry, which does not change his mind. We also try to stop him, but against all warnings, Calaf rings the ceremonial gong and accepts the challenge to answer Turandot's 3 riddles.
Even Emperor Altum urges Calaf to turn around and leave with Timur and Liu, but Calaf is stubborn. He is confident he can answer the riddles and win the heart of Turandot. And so, we do what we always do. We gather the whole city to bear witness to the trials. The village locks Calaf in a cage, and Turandot asks him each riddle, one by one.
What is born each night and dies each dawn? Calaf answers, La speranza, hope.
What flickers red and warm like a flame, but is not fire? Calaf answers, Il sangue, the blood.
What is like ice, yet burns? It makes you free, but also enslaves you. Calaf answers,
Turandot!
Calaf wins the deadly trials. The whole city erupts with joy. Basta sangue, no more blood. The executions can finally stop. But Turandot is devastated. She refuses to marry Calaf and begs her father to free her from this commitment. Calaf, realizing that Turandot is scared, offers his own riddle. If Turandot can discover his name by dawn, he will surrender and die willingly.
Turandot orders, the city will be locked down until Calaf's name is revealed. In the quiet of the night, Calaf sings, Nessun dorma. No one will sleep all throughout the kingdom. Calaf declares that he will win Turandot's heart.
Finally, the whole city finds Calaf and demands to know his name. Timur and Liu are captured and brought in to be questioned, pressured, and tortured. Liu steps forward and says she knows his name. With the dawn quickly approaching, Turandot demands her executioners force Liu to speak his name. Liu refuses no matter how badly she is beaten.
When Turandot asks how Liu can endure all this, she answers love. In tu que digel sei cinta, Liu sings to Turandot, no accusing, not condemning, but recognizing her as someone capable of feeling. Everyone deserves forgiveness and the peace of loving and being loved.
And then, Liu makes a choice, her last act of defiance, choosing to keep Calaf's name a secret. This is the only thing that the system of oppression cannot take from her. She is in control of her fate. A shot rings out, and in the aftermath, Liu's corpse hits the ground.
After Liu's death, something shifts in the air. The weight of what we've all been part of for so many years becomes clear. And for the first time, we begin to understand Turandot. Not as a distant, icy figure on a throne, but as someone shaped by what came before her.
In Inquesta Regia, we hear the story more clear now. This world we live in is not just about God, monarch, and nation. Turandot has been forced to live and rule over her people through this oppressive society. Not by choice, but bound by honor.
Moved by Liu's sacrifice, Turandot weeps for the first time. She realizes Liu chose to sacrifice herself for women, their rights and dignity, for life, to live freely beyond oppression, and for freedom, to call for liberation from Turandot's tyrannical rule. Turandot finally steps forward. She looks at Calaf and says she knows his name, Love. The game of chess finally ends, and a new day dawns. Thank you for joining us on this week's episode of Blink Opera.
If you enjoyed learning about Turandot, please rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you find our podcasts. It's a great way for more people like you to find out about our content. And don't forget to follow the Atlanta Opera Podcast for more great episodes.
See you at the theater.